Over the last few years, Facebook has been under fire for their diversity numbers.
A former employee is calling out the social media giant for what he says is racial discrimination.
When you have ruined the lives of many people, discriminated against them.
And every time Facebook's leaders are confronted about it, they do this.
All of us need to do more. We definitely need more underrepresented minorities.
Congresswoman, I agree that we need to work on diversity.
I agree that we need to work on diversity. Facebook's doing something sneaky here. It's already poured millions into hiring black workers, running multi-million dollar diversity education programs.
Welcome to Facebook's Managing Bias Training.
Sinking millions more in computer science scholarships for black and Hispanic students, and even hiring a diversity czar.
Specifically focus on inclusion.
It's not as if Facebook hasn't been trying.
I say it once, I'll say it again, we want you.
Yet for some reason, Facebook is eager to cop to every accusation of bias that comes their way.
You know, I don't think it's a secret that the tech community and industry has an issue with diversity. This one's on us.
If it wanted to, Facebook could lay out a clear case for how it doesn't have a bias problem. Yet over and over again, it chooses to play along.
But there are inclusion issues in everything, and you don't...
So the question isn't, why does Facebook have a racism problem? The question we should be asking is, why is it pretending to? In 2014, Facebook's tech staff was just 1% black. Consider that black Americans make up 13% of the population, and you start to see the problem. Facebook vows to expunge the institutional racism holding down its diversity figures. It mandates unconscious bias training for all of its employees, ties employee compensation to hitting diversity targets, and expands the power of its chief diversity officer, currently held by a Yale and Oxford-educated Rhodes Scholar.
We know that racism didn't begin yesterday. We know it's probably not going to end tomorrow, but it is our job to make sure that there's progress and we keep people safe.
7 years later, after all of its efforts to improve diversity, the percentage of black Facebook engineers inches up to just 2.1%.
The ethnic and gender makeup of the industry's workforce remains almost the same.
We want to get better. Mm-hmm. We know diversity is important and we're struggling.
But the real story is a little more complicated. To know what an acceptable figure for black tech workers at Facebook would look like, we have to look at the pipeline that funnels qualified candidates into tech jobs. Over the last few years, black Americans have represented around 6% of computer science degrees, so it makes sense that black representation at Facebook doesn't match their share of the population. If black Americans are taking home only 6% of computer science degrees, we should expect roughly 6% employment at Facebook, rather than 13%. That still leaves a huge gap. So it could mean that Facebook is discriminating, but it doesn't end there, because major tech companies don't hire just any computer scientists. To build world-class products, Facebook recruits world-class talent. And while math SATs aren't a perfect yardstick, they're a pretty accurate measure of the available pool of top tech talent.
In 2005, the Journal of Blacks in Higher Education estimated that there was a mere 244 black high school seniors in the entire country that scored above 750 on the math SAT. It's above 750 where you're going to be a reasonable target for a big tech company working in computer science or engineering.
A later study from the Brookings Institution found the dynamic unchanged, with black students accounting for only 2% of top-tier math SAT scores.
It means that any kind of meritocratic hiring standard is not going to produce a proportionate number of black employees because they have the cream of the cream. They are attracting the most sophisticated computer scientists and engineers. There's simply not enough to go around.
It's worth knowing that Facebook is aware of the pipeline problem, and they could cite it any time they're accused of lacking diversity. It's also worth knowing that they deflect from the topic every time it comes up.
There does seem to be, on the skill side, some room for improvement. How do you evaluate the existing skills pipeline into your industry?
First, I want to say something about intersectionality. So when we talk about African Americans...
Over the last two decades, diversity, equity, and inclusion has emerged as a juggernaut of corporate American life. cash pumping into diversity efforts was estimated at $8 billion a year back in 2003. The industry has since exploded, and while updated numbers are hard to come by, the consulting giant McKinsey & Company priced new racial equity commitments since the death of George Floyd at $200 billion, a number that dwarfs the GDP of most countries. We should be clear-eyed about what $200 billion will accomplish that $8 billion a year hasn't. Nothing. Part of that has to do with the comparatively smaller black talent pool, but it's also because helping the underrepresented isn't their real goal. The reason why you see Mark Zuckerberg copying the false charges of bias, or JP Morgan CEO taking a knee for George Floyd, or the Central Intelligence Agency running an ad about a cisgender millennial Latina who's been diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder. None of this is social justice. It's not a socially conscious effort to make right the wrongs of history. Just a performative public relations campaign for the corporate ruling class.
You so black.
But not just a public relations campaign. Major money institutions have begun making access to capital and stock listings contingent on diversity, and companies have been ramping up diversity efforts in response. Late last year, NASDAQ filed a proposal to demand more diversity out of companies listed on their stock exchange, including a demand that all companies have at least two diverse directors, including one who identifies as female and one who identifies as an underrepresented minority, or LGBTQ+. Yeah. Goldman Sachs announced they would only take a company public if their board had at least one diverse board member. BlackRock, the world's largest asset manager and the third largest shareholder in Facebook stock, requires diversity reports from the companies they invest in. BlackRock's investees increasingly face boardroom mutiny and potential divestment for running afoul of what are called ESG standards, essentially a scoring system that rates companies from problematic to woke. Global capital has officially aligned itself with trendy causes in a bid to win over the emerging generation of elites. So if you want an answer for why Facebook is pretending it has a racism problem, it's because it pays to play along. Over the last decade, McKinsey put out a trio of reports claiming that diversity is good for businesses' bottom lines. That claim has been widely challenged, with multiple studies finding no relationship between diversity and profit. Still, the McKinsey studies continue to be cited by corporate heads, including the leaders at Facebook.
There is so much data that diverse teams make better decisions, have better results. You have to know that it's good for your business, because it is.
Diversity is good for business. She's not wrong.